It is time for Dr. Judy Workman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, author of Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book is Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Workman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and I share your waterlogged woes because we're also just filled, our planters are filled with water, and everything is totally soggy here. Not the best summer weather that we've ever seen.
No, it isn't. There is a song that I was always quite fond of, a Don Henley song called There's Not Enough Love in the World, and sometimes there's just not enough baked potatoes in the world to just get through these days.
Right, but on the other hand, it's relatively warm, and the days are long. The sun sets, you know, quite late, and have to appreciate it because 3 or 4 months from now, we'll be complaining already about the short days. Anyway, the thing I want to talk to you about may seem sort of like a silly topic, but it really could be, you know, titled, Are We Having Fun Yet? When we were in the middle of the pandemic, I think most people would have said, yeah, you know, most of their days, most of their weeks, months, et cetera, were not particularly filled with fun. There was very little to do, very little that gave us pleasure. And you know, now that we are able to pretty much move around as we wish, you know, I find myself anyway saying to people when they go ahead and do something, oh, have some fun. You know, I hope you have some fun. And I realize how stupid this sounds when I said this to a friend of mine whose puppy I was taking care of, and she was going off to the dentist, and I said, oh, have fun. I thought, well, no, that's not really where one goes to have fun. But curiously, you know, and this is something I had realized myself, that sometimes when we think about that word, you know, having fun, we think it has to be something planned, you know, a formal entertainment, you know, going to a play or a concert or, you know, an amusement park or going off to a party or to maybe a backyard barbecue or something where there's an invitation, there's a time, an event, and you assume that you're going to have fun. But I think that by perhaps limiting the idea of sort of enjoying oneself, having fun, to that sort of situation, we tend to miss most of the day, time, most all sorts of events that really give us pleasure, that perhaps change our mood, maybe even for a minute or two, from being sort of absorbed and worried and anxious or obsessed about the next thing we have to do, to just something that maybe even again for a few minutes takes us out of ourselves, makes us smile, makes us laugh, makes us think, in a sense, yeah, you know, for this moment, I'm having fun. And the interesting thing is that the definition really of fun is simply taking pleasure in something. It's not, again, having, you know, a well-planned entertainment so that, you know, you leave in an amusement park and say, well, you know, that was really fun. It's simply taking pleasure in something. And the opposite of that is a condition known as anhedonia. And that is a condition in which you are really incapable of enjoying anything. It's usually associated with depression or anxiety, other kinds of mental disorders. And people who have it, you know, just really cannot enjoy things that you and I would enjoy very, very easily. You know, they may, you know, have, be with a group of people and they're telling jokes, they're telling stories, and the person simply doesn't take any pleasure in anything. And it's really a very, pardon the expression, a very sad situation. But and so I was thinking about situations in which one really can find, you know, some pleasure in life. And, you know, this oftentimes is simply just sharing a quick story with maybe a neighbor or, you know, going outside with your dog and having your dog play with another dog and sort of laughing at, you know, their antics. Or, you know, the one thing that I remember that I even wrote about was, you know, a situation once at work, which was always a very serious place, when one of the people working there had everybody who worked in the laboratory, from the director of the laboratory to the lowliest bottle washer, come and judge some wedding gowns that she had picked up at a store that was selling them at a very deep discount, and she went parading up and down the hall that was surrounded by laboratories in her wedding gown and her veil, et cetera, saying, well, which one do you really like? Which one shall I return? And it was a situation in which we all were having fun because we were taking pleasure in somebody else's joy at you know, buying a wedding dress, but it was something that we all shared. And I really wonder if, you know, these days we just don't take enough time to get pleasure in the things that are right in front of our eyes.
What's really amazing, I'm sorry to interrupt, is the number of people who don't know how. And it's especially prevalent. I don't mean young. They're having a grand old time. But I have to say that a lot of people, and I apologize, this is not everybody and this is unscientific, but pretty much from 38 to, say 38 to 55, over 55, some of them are still having fun. I know a lot of them. But it's that chunk that just can't. I don't know why. And I really hate to say that. I don't know why. What's with it? Why can't you go look at a leaf and go, wow, those veins are pretty interesting? And they don't. And if you say, hey, just take a breath. Oh, then it's called like self-care. Like, no.
Right.
Just look at, just appreciate something. It's almost like that skill has not, like it's like an appendage. It's like a vestigial appendage. It's,
yes.
No one said, Joe, yo, go out there and appreciate something. Give me a call when you find it.
Yeah. Do you think, Jill, it's because we think that fun has to be wrapped up in a package, that it really has to be something that we plan for? Well, I'm not going to have fun until I get to this venue. I'm not going to laugh until I see something in a movie that makes me laugh, or hear somebody go to a comedy show and hear somebody tells a joke. Then I'll laugh, and then I'll say, oh, I'm having fun. I really think that that's part of it, that we forget that we can look around us, our everyday surroundings, and see something that brings us pleasure. I mean, it simply could be something very beautiful, like the sun shining on a flower, or something silly, you know, that somebody in our family is doing, or a neighbor or a friend. But you're right. I think we do not see in front of us just all sorts of examples of things that bring us pleasure that do not have to be bought or planned for or traveled to or arranged in some way, but they are there in front of our eyes. And you're right, I don't know how you get people to enjoy it, and I think it's ubiquitous. You know, it's not just a few people here and there.
No, it's definitely, it's almost like but it is part of the imbalance, if you will, and it's not work-life imbalance, it's living imbalance, you know. Spirituality, there isn't very much of, right? We've edited that out in a lot of cases. You know, and these are broad strokes. And again, you know, take it that way. But you know, the balance that used to be between body, mind, spirit, hard as that was to maintain, at least we were both brought up with that. You know, we made choices around it, but we were brought up with those options. And it wasn't, oh, only do this. Like, only go to Pilates 72 times a week.
That's right.
It was,
that's exactly right.
You were
right.
Always we're encouraged
so
to find
serious about all of that. Or angry.
Yeah. And it's like, folks, you're going to die. I hate to say it. But serious and angry doing those things like you're a robot just does not, it's not fun. And if there's no fun, then it's not any fun.
And you know, on the other side of it, when you do share a situation, it could be simply telling an anecdote to somebody else and you both laugh about it. It makes you feel so good. Again, maybe that feeling lasts only a few seconds, but all of a sudden, you're taken out of yourself. You're brought to a sort of a situation where, gee, you know, in a sense, the sun may not be shining, but in a sense, you feel it is. And it just makes you feel good, you know, for hours later. In fact, when you're back in your old, dour, grumpy mood again, you sort of can think about that thing. I remember once being on a trolley in Boston, and the driver started singing some song. It was very silly. And the whole car started giggling and laughing. And you know, we all looked at each other. Of course, nobody looked at normally you don't look at anybody in the face on a trolley. We all looked at each other and smiled, and everybody got off feeling a little better. And I just wish there was more of that, rather than having to pay a ticket to go see something and say, oh, yeah, okay, I'm having fun now.
Yeah, it's sort of like, can't think of the word I want, fun. It's industrialized fun. Like, no, actually, it's you want something a little more natural. And humor plays a huge part. Marshall is saying that he has to get on to the next show, but I could talk about this. I could talk about this for hours.
Have a fun weekend. Talk to you next weekend.
Bye-bye. Have fun. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy with Food for Mood every Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio and also at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.